Welcome to the Codfathers Alternative Jukebox Podcast in association with Smile Radio, playing the best alternative music online, featuring bands and artists that play under the radar of mainstream radio. I've got Nathan with me in the studio, although he's not mic'd up at the moment. Evening, Nathan. If you want to get in touch with me, you can do so by all the usual social media currency, Instagram at the Codfather DJ. Nip onto the Facebook, you'll see my ugly mug on there, the Codfather, or you can email me, thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. So join me for an hour of trivia and music that matters. We're plugged in, we're ready to go, and first up, The Blinders. Proto-punk trio from Doncaster. They've been active since 2014, and they've been turning heads at all the major festivals. Bit of foot-tapping going on as well. They've toured with the likes of The Charlatans, Cabbage, and The View. And they play Number Street Sesh, August 2nd, so that's next Friday. This is Gotta Get Through.
What are you bothering me for?
That was Reckless Tongue by Airways. They're described as a young, refreshing, excited indie rock band. They're from Peterborough. They formed in 2016 and they played Reading, Leeds festivals well before their first anniversary as a band. And you can hear their influences in there, definitely Arctic Monkeys, Cage the Elephant, Gorillaz. So all animal-based musicians, if you like. So that was a good song, like that. Very nice, I'm sure we'll hear a bit more of them. Right up next, we've got a big favourite of mine, Garage Blues Trio, Knuckle, from West Yorkshire, as you know. And you can come and see them with an evening with myself, the Codfather, Nathan, Dr. Ains, August 2nd, Santiago Bar Leeds. Tickets are still available. Go to thecodfatherdj.com. This is from their latest album, Life Is Hard. When you're soft inside, this is Spilt Milk. Just listen for the line, you can't polish your turd, but you can roll it in glitter. You're listening to the best online alternative jukebox with me, the Codfather. That was Dunes and Denim Casket. It was taken from their latest album, Take Me to the Nasties. They're a northeast trio. Hooks and riff-driven songs are the given. Like I say, Tombstone rockers, and they recently played Tramland in Sheffield. Good band. Really do like them. Top notch. Up next, Obson, alternative seven-piece rock band from Leeds. They will be playing Leeds live in the Square on Saturday, August the 3rd. The 360 Club Leeds on 9th of August, that's a Friday, and at Ulton Fest on Saturday the 31st of August. This is Misunderstood. Quality music comes as standard with their latest single, which was released June 21st this year. That was Sing Again Siren with Castaway. Female rock trio from the Toon, been active since 2018. They do take the spirit of classic rock with a modern heavy tone twist to it to create their own unique sound. Really did like that. Bouncing, bit chaotic in here. Very warm, and I hope you're all enjoying the sunshine and all that. Right, up next on our jukebox, we have Julia Mayer, Hymnal Dream Folk Band from Oxford. Their latest album, Always Awake, is available now, and they're currently touring to promote its release. This is Train Ticket.
To beat this heart, I can't control it.
That was It Looks So Sad and Creature, an indie rock post-punk band from Charlotte, North Carolina. They have released two EPs so far, one LP with the Tiny Engines label, and they've been active since 2012. Right, up next we have Low Vaults, a fuzzed out one-man dirty blues rock and roller, armed with a slide guitar, kick drum, tambourines. Actually, Low Vaults, he was framed for murder and sentenced to the electric chair. And he wouldn't have been here today if it wasn't for a key witness that helped pardon him in his final hours, you know, just before his, you know, the fate worse than death, as they say, waiting to die. This is I Cried My Guts Out.
Motherfucker is on his way. Devil is on his way. Devil is on his way. is on his way, motherfucker. Well, the devil gonna make you pay. Fall to your knee. Devil is on his way. Fall to your knee. Devil gonna make you pay. Fall to your knee. Devil is on his way. Fall to your knees, motherfucker. Well, the devil gonna make you pay. Motherfucker is on his way. Shit, a self-righteous motherfucker, that's it. Always looking down his nose, preaching like he knows, avoiding any kind of truth that exists. Motherfucker got around capture, deceiving shit, like an apprentice of the devil himself. Time I draw near for him to go in fear. He got tuition coming up in arrears. Motherfucker devil on his way, gonna make you pay. You be getting to your knees and pray. Yeah, you joke about where he at when you need a motherfucker, he's on his way. Devil is on his way. Devil is on his way. Devil is on his way. Motherfucker, all the devil gonna make you pay. Fall to your knees. Devil is on his way. Fall to your knees. Devil gonna make you pay. Fall to your knees. Devil is on his way. Fall to your knees, motherfucker, cause the devil gonna make you pay. Motherfucker is on his way.
Well, I really like him. That was Joe Buck, American country and punk rock singer, who went touring as a solo artist, actually goes under the moniker Joe Buck Yourself. He's played bass for Hank Williams III Country Hellbilly Dan Band, and he was also a member of the punk metal band The Assjacks. That was Devil Is On His Way. Right, up next on the jukebox, we do have a Manchester quartet, Four Par, they're called. They've showcased at Leeds, Reading and Kendal Calling festivals. They've been championed by the BBC, introducing and gaining a reputation with their brand of grunge and lo-fi punk rock. You're listening to The Alternative Jukebox with me, The Codfather. We'll be right back.
and your slave.
Oh, massive cock up there by producer Nathan. Too busy, yeah. We played you three there. Previously, we had Regiment, Mr. No Name. They were an Halifax trio, known for their high energy alternative rock music. And that was Mr. No Name. The last track was Household Dogs and Fallen Yet. They're a five piece based in Leeds. We've alternative rock with Americana, and they do have a real DIY ethos. Controlling all their work from writing, recording and mixing it from the confines of their terraced house basement. And they're actually playing the Wardrobe Leeds next Friday, August 2nd. Right. Up next, my favourite Ginger Cat and Panda anyway. This is from their debut album of the same name, Party Animal. It's Bikini Death Race, and I am looking forward to hearing them next week at an evening with yours truly. Tickets are still available, so go to thecodfatherdj.com. Limited availability, don't get me wrong, but all the details are on there. You can grab yourself a ticket and come along, see these, knuckle, and catch that bark. This is Party Animal, Bikini Death Race.
Party animal, it's an incredible, get your dance on. Party animal.
Well, there you go. That was a bit of Bikini Death Race. Time does fly by when you're having fun. I'm about done. So thanks, as always, to the COD crew, Nathan Downs, Dr. Ains, and Susie. To Smile Radio for putting us on air. And, of course, for you for listening. You can catch this show and all the previous episodes at www.thecodfatherdj.podbean.com. You want to be considered for the playlist? Email me an original song to thecodfatherdj1@gmail.com. I've been the Codfather. You've been listening to the best online alternative jukebox podcast in association with Smile Radio. I won't be here next week as I'm off to an evening with myself, Knuckle, Bikini Death Race, and this band, Hull Punk Trio, Catch That Bark. This is When We're Wrong. I'll catch you later. Bye for now.